Richard Finner, Radar Subsystems Manager for Apollo. Dick Finner, this will be the first time that the radar system will have been used on a lunar module. And I know it's extremely important because of that rendezvous that's to be conducted. Would you tell me how it works and a little more about it?
Well, a rendezvous radar is a device very similar to a radar systems that are used by aircraft in the United States Air Force. That one in particular is used for rendezvous of fighters for refueling. A rendezvous radar is a what is called a monopulse radar. It's a device that's used in essence to measure range and range rate between two vehicles in movement, either spacecraft and or aircraft. In this case, it'll be the lunar module trying to rendezvous or catch up with the command and service module.
Now, all of the active equipment for this particular radar is on board the LM, isn't it?
Well, that's not exactly so. This is a radar, but not a radar in the sense that people are perhaps familiar with radar. Radar was developed in the original and in the 1930s to detect aircraft in flight, and as such, the radar waves were reflected off the surface of the aircraft. This radar system is called a cooperative radar system, in which we have a beacon or transponder, in this case in the command and service module, which cooperates with the radar when it says and transmits a signal back to the lunar module upon command. So in such, it's called a cooperative radar system.
Would it be fair to say that the radar on the lunar module asks a question and that the radar transponder on the command module answers the question?
That's very true. That's a very good description.
Okay. Then what does it do? How is this information used?
Well, the range rate information and what we call line of sight angle, and this perhaps diverge a minute and tell you and try to explain what line of sight angle is. If we imagine ourselves looking straight ahead and something appeared off of to our right, level with our eyes would move to the right and focus on that object without our head moving. Now, a line of sight angle is the angle in degrees between the direction where we were looking and the direction we see the new object to our right. This is called line of sight angle. And in essence, it's the angle between the direction that the lunar module is moving and the target that the radar is tracking. Mm-hmm. In degrees. This information, range rate, and line of sight angle are fed into the guidance system and used to compute what is called delta V, or the amount of velocity correction used to achieve a rendezvous.
This will be absolutely necessary, this unit, this rendezvous radar unit, in order for Apollo pilots to bring the LM back to the command module. This is the primary method, is that right?
Yes, if you want to leave it as primary now. There's actually several methods that can be used to achieve rendezvous. The primary system is the rendezvous radar in conjunction with the guidance system on the lunar module. However, certainly we would not want to attempt to go out and do a rendezvous without a backup system. There are other backup modes, one of which involves the use of radar information from radars tracking on the ground. There is a, so to speak, dead reckoning system that the astronauts can use themselves that allows them to rendezvous. But the prime rendezvous system, the one which has the greatest possibility of achieving rendezvous with the minimum of fuel consumption, it does involve the rendezvous radar and the guidance system.
Thank you very much for explaining it to us, Dick Finner. Dick Finner, the radar subsystems manager for Project Apollo. This is Rhett Turner in Houston.